Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I have the whole crew. I've got Sharpie, Lauren, Chris, and Steve. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Hiya. So,
Peachy.
Hello. Lisa's waving. Hi, Lisa.
Yes, we're video chatting this week, and we can actually see each other, which is kind of different.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see if we have a good vibe by looking at each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun, Chris, to make funny faces at each other.
Well, I don't think Chris is making funny faces. She's making some gestures over there that aren't
G-rated. Yeah,
it was
really fresh.
I was just waving hello.
You use your whole hand when you wave, not just select fingers.
Not just a select finger.
All right. So,
I am appalled.
On today's show, we're going to hit a couple of quick news stories, and then we're going to jump into a review of a couple of resorts. We recently stayed at Disney and stayed at these particular resorts. We'll be reviewing, and we'll give you the poop. Can I say that?
I don't know if you can say that. That's pretty disgusting.
I think you like the scoop, Lisa.
The scoop.
I like the poop.
Yeah.
Scoop.
I don't know. Yeah. I think people sometimes say the poop, too.
I think when, never mind.
What's the poop?
That's pretty crappy.
No.
What's the poop happening?
No,
sorry.
Unless they're in
haven't heard that one.
Middle school.
What? Yes. I learn all kinds of stuff every day from my seventh grader.
Mm-hmm.
You never heard what's the poop?
I've heard it, Lisa.
I've heard it.
All right. So what's the problem? We're going to talk about the poop.
Steve hasn't heard it because he's awfully strange anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So. He's sheltered.
Yeah.
Magic bands, we're all familiar with those, and they have where you can personalize and customize. Well, that might be an or statement. You can customize or personalize.
I think you can do both.
Can you?
I think
okay.
You can do both. You may customize and personalize.
Mm-hmm. So the customization would be where you get to pick one of the different layouts that they have. You can pick your favorite theme, ride, movie, design, and they will slap that over the entire Magic Band. And the personalization that I saw was simply putting some Mickey Mouse type stuff on the band with your name.
The biggest thing of that,
mm-hmm,
is that purple is going to be an option.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. Big news. I've had several clients request purple for their Magic Band. But purple is not an option.
It's still not going to be an option.
Correct.
To order.
But you can fake
personalize it and get one.
For $29.
Yeah, I think they're $29.99.
$30. Purple Magic Band.
Yay, $30 for a Magic Band.
They're $20 for the normal ones that you buy in the stores.
Do you get the Magic Band with it, or do you just bring yours in?
Well, no, you start at the new store. I think it's $29.99, and you get the band and the whole nine yards.
Yes. That's good. But you do use this if you go to Disney a lot. You're going to use it over and over and over.
Well, for a year until the battery dies.
So you lose it.
Yes.
Okay.
But you get a
Debbie Downer.
Well, $29 a year.
$29, you could do a lot with that.
You could buy at least two Mickey Mouse ice cream bars.
Absolutely. You could buy like five.
You know, I don't know if people, do people collect them? I guess they do, but I don't think they collect them as much as room keys.
If you can customize it, room keys.
Room keys were free.
That happened to you when you were at the Grand Floridian.
I was like, well, those keys too. I have a couple of those room keys.
Hey. Yes. Can you bring my bags to my room?
Only happened
wink,
once.
Wink, here's a five.
Here's a five.
Yeah, Steve dreamed of getting $5 bills back in the Grand Floridian.
Thank God.
That was a long time ago. That was good money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can have these special pants dry cleaned.
I only had that happen once where someone got locked out of their room and they called on one of those house phones. And then I went out to building 9 way out in the middle of nowhere and it was dark. I think I've told this story before.
I've never heard it.
And I'm getting ready to walk into the building to go up to the room to let the person in. And I hear someone from the bushes like, hey, I'm over here.
Oh, God.
So I think they were like in the jacuzzi. Yeah, they were like in the jacuzzi and like they were like skinny dipping in the jacuzzi, and then one of the people stole their clothes.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you totally did it. We know you did.
And did you bring them a towel?
Yeah, I can't remember. Yeah, and then I found a towel somewhere, and then I let them in their room. Yeah, that was a long. That's only happened once.
Yeah, of course it did.
That's pretty.
Yes,
hilarious.
And I didn't get $5 or anything, but yeah.
They didn't give you any money?
I don't
they
remember.
They had no clothes. They had no money.
Yeah.
They were butt naked.
Yes.
Do you know what? One time I lost my bathing suit in the beach at Jacksonville. Maybe it was the same person who stole it.
What happened? You I don't even want to know. That's all right. So where are we at? We were doing magic bands. Collectible magic bands.
You know what? You are.
From magic bands to voices from the bushes.
Yeah. Steve is completely 100% responsible for this tangent.
Yes.
But yeah. So yeah, if
Way
I guess
go,
you could collect
Steve.
Them.
Now you've got us all off task.
I don't collect the magic bands. I don't know.
It wasn't us. It was Steve.
I know.
That's a plus.
Steve's usually one mm-hmm. encouraging us to get back on.
I know, right? Yes. Well, it's such a fond memory for him.
We should go next time we go. We'll watch them. I saw they have like these printers, and they run it through the machine, and it prints everything on the magic band. So it's kind of cool.
And well, it's a UV ink, so it dries instantly.
Yeah, they said the ink is tested, so it's supposed to work. It's supposed to last very well, and it could stretch a little. It just I don't know. I think there was one issue with it, but I can't remember.
I don't know.
I don't know. Anyways.
Ferrets like to chew on them?
I think it. Ferrets love the new magic bands. Watch out.
Where did ferrets come out of this?
Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
They're with the people in the bushes.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. Well, you can't trust someone with a ferret. It's already been established.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Oh, ferrets are the... best. Oh. They're so cute.
Do you like ferrets? Why did I not surprise? But did you own one ever?
No, I didn't. But they're over at that pet shop.
Now she's got an idea.
They're no.
So, although your guinea pigs are cute. When I saw them, I was like, those are cute. Don't touch me. But they're cute.
Mm-hmm. With Disney. So the next one is Disney Cruise Line. And they have a new port.
Yeah.
Where's it at, Lauren?
It is Disney is actually starting in late December. They're going to be hitting up Tortola in the British Virgin Islands. There'll be a new destination for cruisers on the Fantasy and the Magic on select 7-night Eastern Caribbean voyages from Port Canaveral. Looks like it's going to be nice.
It's a nice place.
Yeah.
They have nice beaches.
Yeah, you really can't go wrong.
No. Keep the shopping to St. Thomas, go to the beaches, Tortola.
Yeah.
I've got this down pat.
Mm.
I know how it's done. So, all right, cool. All right, main topic for the day. We are going to be talking about different Walt Disney World resorts. We, at our Mouse Chat meetup, which was, was that last week? Or was that 2 weeks ago?
That was a lifetime ago.
I know, it's about 2 weeks.
I have no concept of time.
Week and a half.
Wow. So anyway, we were there, and... Steve and I, and Chris too, stayed at All Star Sports. And Lauren, you were at Coronado Springs Resort.
Yep.
Moderate. We were at a value. And then Sharpie was over at Kidani Village in a 2-bedroom villa.
So we ran the whole gamut of.
Technically, we don't have a deluxe. We have a deluxe villa, a moderate, and a value.
And guess who had the best bus service? This girl.
Probably you.
I don't think you're pointing to Chris.
Yeah.
No, I'm pointing to me.
All right.
So we wanted to go over kind of the differences and what we thought. So if you're planning on going to a value, a moderate, or the top of the line, we'll give you our opinions on those. And we hadn't been, it's been a while since we've been to Art of Animation, which is kind of like a value plus, more like a moderate, but which is their newer one, and we like that a lot. And I don't think we've been to All Star Sports in a while, so we tried it out. What'd you think, Lisa?
I thought it was fine. It was perfectly fine. It was clean. It was spacious enough. There were only two of us. I don't know how I'd feel about it if we had the girls with us, but two double beds.
Mm-hmm.
You do notice a couple of things after staying in other levels of resorts, you start to notice things like the size and the quality of the towels. The towels are a bit smaller.
Mm-hmm. The room is obviously smaller.
The room is smaller.
You have double beds instead of
couch.
Queens. Yep.
Yeah. You have the little table and the chairs to use.
And one thing that kind of surprised me that you mentioned is there was no alarm clock.
No alarm clock.
I didn't have an alarm clock either. Or a hair dryer.
You should have had a hair dryer because even we did.
I'm fairly certain that the Motel 8 down the road had a clock.
I may have. But I was looking for the hair dryer too because we had a couple of dinners that we went to and I was going to actually dry my hair. And as you guys know, I didn't. Actually, I had braids, so that wasn't so
bad. Was your hair wet? I don't even remember.
No, I did the twisty thing.
But hair dryer is in the closet. It's just hanging there.
Yeah, it's hanging on a hanger.
So. It was on the hanger, which was weird because usually they're mounted on the wall. But I was like all panicky because if I don't dry my hair, it's like a nightmare. So, but yeah.
But Lauren, you may have thought that it was like a laundry bag or something. It blended in.
I'm telling you, I looked. There was no.
Well, you should have
checked your bill to see if you were billed for it.
I believe it was with the alarm clock that was missing because there definitely should have been an alarm clock in the room.
Yeah, because the other things we noticed is
came through.
The spa products are different.
Yeah,
so you get a combo shampoo if that's a big deal to you or not. And
the combo conditioner shampoo,
and then
didn't float my boat.
And then the safe is extremely small. It's one of those ones with a key.
Yeah, it's got the key.
You can't put your stacks of money in there.
No, I couldn't. My doubloons and my Scrooge McDuck.
I was going to say, you can't invite Scrooge McDuck over.
No. So. No.
But I don't like that you have to actually take the key out and be responsible for it. I like the keypad ones.
Yeah, me too. So those Coronado was the same way.
Yeah, so those are the minor things that we noticed from staying at the other resorts.
It's a single sink.
Yeah.
Very little, in my opinion, counter space.
Yeah.
And no under sink storage.
And a curtain to separate the dressing area from the room.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not a... It's great if you're going... And for us, at the Mouse Chat meetup, we basically slept there, got up, and then left and came back late. So if you're looking for a place just to spend the night, it's affordable. It's good for that.
It's perfectly fine.
Our room had a little bit of wear on the carpet. The carpet looked like it needed to be redone. And then the cabinet that had the mini bar, the wood was peeling off on the
mini fridge.
On the mini fridge.
The mini bar.
Yeah, that's
the mini bar. Every value resort comes with a mini bar.
Well, the little fridge cabinet door was, the wood was coming off. But the overall resort, like the pool area and the grounds and everything.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty clean.
Yeah. And then the bus service. It's not covered. It does have the time chart, so it tells you what time the next buses are coming, but it's kind of far away from where you're standing, so it's hard to, unless you walk by it and see it.
Well, you can walk by and see it.
Oh,
and
see, then, I didn't know that they had it there. That's good.
Yeah, they had that there.
It's right outside the shop.
Yeah, there's a TV monitor right outside the gift shop, kind of in the covered area.
And we got to look before you go outside.
Yeah.
Basically, okay.
It's outside, but they're so spread up apart, it's hard to see it from, you can't see it from where you're waiting.
Do you know what? Mm-hmm. I have to say, I think, so I stayed there too. And, Pop, so Pop
here
sent
comes.
You, the thing I like about Pop is you have a really big, nice, new, well-lit food court. The food courts, because there's, basically you have the same amount of space, serving. Okay, so everybody knows the All-Stars are all divided into three areas, right? Or three sections. And each section has its own amenities. So it's got its own pools and it's got its own food court. So everything is much smaller than it would be in a resort like Pop, which is essentially the same size, but has this big giant food court. And it's well lit and it's modern and new. And I know they just redid the food courts at the All-Stars. They need to start again because they were dingy and kind of depressing. The other issue is, so that's one problem. And you're right. You know, the pools were fine. The grounds were immaculate. My room was very clean. I didn't have the same issues that the Griswolds had. I did have a couple issues with my sink, but that was okay. But the buses are my big issue there. I thought we waited a long time for buses, and I thought that the multiple stops at the different resorts was kind of a pain.
Yeah.
Well, there weren't that many multiple stops.
The
two out of three times that we took it, there were three stops. So, you know,
was I that tired?
Well,
yeah, I don't know. I just, it was not great to me.
It depends. I mean, the problem is it's, and we only waited, I think, you know, we didn't wait 20 or 30 minutes. I think the longest we actually waited to get on a bus was 15. We waited. So we, and then some other times we pretty much hopped on, but it's so far out that it takes forever to get somewhere.
But it's not any farther than Animal Kingdom. The issue really is those multiple stops.
Well, we went to Disney Springs, and it was
an hour and 15.
It was an hour and 15 minutes door to door.
But part of that is also getting to Disney Springs and dealing with the fact that they can't go that main area. They have to go around.
The buses take – that was the one thing. And we took – so we ended up taking cabs a lot of the times, which you know, you're paying about $20-$22 a pop there and back. And so it would have been the same if we rented a car or less.
We
would have been better off.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was a mistake. Were they using the articulated buses?
One of them was.
One was, and then some weren't. I mean,
it was just the one.
Yeah, one was. The other one, you know, we were all crammed standing up. And then one time we went from ours to like music and then had to cram in more people at music. So,
see, that's what, because we stayed at All Star Music last year for the Mouse Chat meetup. And it was miserable. I mean, the busing was, but the time you got to the last stop, anyone who was left to get off had to fight their way off the bus.
Yeah.
And then it ended up being even more, you were really packed in there like sardines.
Yeah.
They are packed.
Yep. Yeah. Most of the time.
It was really crowded this time at the park. So I can't imagine what those resorts are like whenever they're at capacity.
I didn't find it to be crowded. Okay. So here's what I would say. I would say this is a resort where you go to, you put your head on a pillow and you go to bed and you get up and you go back down to the parks. I am not a resort snob by any means. I didn't find the amenities there were that great. But Pop Century to me, you know, same price basically.
I think the pool
there, everything there is so much nicer. But I didn't notice that it was crowded. I felt like my check-in was pretty seamless. I felt like the one time we had to go to concierge, I felt that they were wonderful. And the cast members are consistently good regardless. I don't care where you go. But it's definitely, I don't know, it just doesn't have a great vibe to it.
Yeah, so like you said, for the same money, go to Pop Century, which is the other value resort, or spend a little bit more and go to Art of Animation, and which is their kind of value plus, and that's the newest.
I think one other issue, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but and Lauren can speak to this, is that the All-Stars tend to get a lot of school groups. And so a good chunk of the year, you are going to deal with big groups of kids. And you want to try to avoid that at all costs. They don't do anything in the parks. You're not going to notice, you know, roaming packs of football players and cheerleaders. But, you know, as far as the resorts go, if you're staying at the All-Stars, you're going to notice it if they're there.
I would agree with that.
And the price difference between the All-Stars and Pop is usually minimal.
It's a couple dollars.
Yeah, so it's definitely worth going to Pop Century.
Okay. Oh, one other thing that I noticed was with the bathrooms over at the Value, when you open the door, because you have the sink in the dressing area, and then you have your toilet and your shower in a lock-off, in a closed door. When you open that door, it just barely misses the toilet.
And then it
almost touches the shower. So it's a very tight fit.
Yeah.
And it's a large door, it seems, but it takes a little maneuvering to actually go in and be able to shut the door behind you. Because it's tight.
Yeah. So. It's not the resort you want to go to and I don't know, have your honeymoon
if you can avoid it.
If you can avoid it, and if you want to spend a little bit more money, I'd go to, I'd, I'd, upgrade to pop or art or a moderate.
But then there's always the case. Do you spend more for a different hotel or do you do experiences?
It's true.
It's so debatable.
You have to choose where you're going to spend your money because you could easily spend it all on food or you could spend it on, like you said, experiences, tours, enhancements. You could spend it on your room. But if you're just looking for a shower and a bed, nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
And this is my third time at Sports, which is probably my least favorite theme. But, I'd stay there again before I'd stay at a moderately priced place off property any day of the week.
Yeah, just for the convenience.
Agreed.
All right, Lisa, next one.
All right. Lauren, kind of going to throw this your way.
Uh-oh.
Coronado.
Coronado, we actually found out when we got there that the quiet pool was closed and I had booked a preferred room so that we would be closer to the main area, which would normally put us in the casita section.
Mm-hmm.
Which would have been fine because we did want to do an afternoon at the pool, but I didn't want to go all the way over to the main pool on the other side. But we found out at check-in that the quiet pool has been closed, which I didn't know that. It wasn't on the Disney website either. So I was a little disappointed in that, but we were in a great location. We were, located perfectly to everything else, so that was good. The hotel itself, the grounds are absolutely beautiful. I love the layout of Coronado. I don't love how big it is, but I do love the hotel. The rooms are nice. The rooms were clean. The service was great. I'm a huge fan of the Pepper Market. And I love that it's now all quick service in the Pepper Market.
Yeah.
I think that's a much better setup. So it was good. I have no complaints, really.
When you have, what is it, Ray's Lounge?
Oh, Rick's Lounge.
Rick's Lounge.
We didn't go in there.
I know it was an R.
But, it was great, though. We had, we had a good time there. It was fun.
Yeah, I like Coronado Springs.
Yeah, it's just big. That's the only downside to it.
Yeah, if you get, I think we stayed real close to the main lobby last time we were there, which was great for getting on the bus because it's the first bus stop. To get on, but then it's the last bus stop when you come home at night.
Right. It's also the last bus stop in the morning to get picked up.
Mm. Yeah.
Which was not fun because we did have some issues with the busing. One of the days we waited an hour and 10 minutes to go to the Halloween party.
Wow.
Magic Kingdom, yeah.
Because it just kept filling up and then going?
No, bus never came. Hour and 10 minutes for the first bus from the time we got there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had that experience before.
But that was the only time. The rest of the times it was less than 20-minute waits for busing.
Yeah,
so it wasn't bad.
It's nice. And I've never eaten at the Maya Grill.
I like Maya Grill.
I've heard it's good. Yeah, that's a nice resort. And they got a really nice pool. They've got the huge pool over there. And then they've got a gym. It's the only moderate with a gym.
Yeah, well, but that's
convention
it's
resort.
Right now.
Yeah, it's convention resort. So.
Yeah. It's closed. The gym is closed right now. It's been closed for a while.
Huh.
And they also have the business classrooms there, which are, it's kind of an interesting, it's like a club level to deluxe, but it's at a moderate. But you still have a lounge and food available throughout the day and drinks in the evenings.
Yeah, I don't think it's worth the money there.
Really?
No.
We did it once.
If you use it, probably is, but we just never got to use it.
Yeah, we did it once and it was great for breakfast, but then for us,
coffee.
Yeah, you're always in the parks. You always miss the PM time slot because you're doing something.
I don't think it's worth it if you're on the dining plan.
I think if you plan it with your dining plan, it's worth it. If you do breakfast there and do your quick service, lunch in the park, and then do your table service, dinner, I think it's great. The coffee alone, the way you drink it, Steve, it's good premium coffee. And you can make your cappuccinos.
Starbucks. Oh, I love the Starbucks.
It's comparable. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Got to get the Starbucks.
Yes.
I don't know. I found I didn't really use it at all.
It's right.
But, you know, you have to have the right vacation. We never have the right vacation.
We actually never go on vacation there.
No, but.
We're always on a trip. We're on some business trip.
Right. True. It doesn't fit into our business schedule because we either have meetings or, right, you know, early park, something or other, and it doesn't necessarily work with us, but it could. It absolutely could. And I think that it is a nice little, you know, perk.
Yeah. I agree.
All right, Sharpie. It's Animal your Kingdom. Turn.
Kidani Village. This is our second stay at Kidani. We stayed at Kidani in July. We were way out in the far reaches of the resort in July. By the time I hit the carpet in the hallway right off the lobby, I would take my shoes off and walk the rest of the way because it was that long of a walk. And, of course, your feet are that tired at the end of a long day. It was a solid 8 to 10 minute walk to our room this summer. Yeah. We were
it's great to add to your steps.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to find the upside.
Find the sunny side. We were six rooms past the lobby this time, which was amazing. So
that's prime location.
Oh, it was. It was absolutely a perfect location. And I mean, Kidani is fantastic. The lobby is small. It's very interesting because the two resorts are so close in proximity. They offer a quick shuttle back and forth for guests who want to go to one or the other. Mm-hmm. It's so interesting to go from Kidani that has like the small lobby with a little bit of a lower ceiling, but still great theming, great views, to go over to Animal Kingdom Lodge, which has the multiple story lobby and all of the different elements that you would expect in a deluxe resort lobby. It's so interesting to compare the two because they're so similar, but yet they're so very different. The amenities at Kidani are fantastic. The rooms are spacious. It was one of the first resorts that Disney built, that DVC built, excuse me, that included a third bathroom in a two-bedroom villa. So you actually have a two-bedroom, three-full-bath villa that sleeps in the master bedroom. Of course, there's a king bed, full master bathroom, master suite. And then in your living room, you have a sleeper sofa, mm-hmm, and then also a sleeper chair. So you have room for three in the living room itself. And then in the other bedroom, you have two queen beds, and then also a full bathroom. So there's a lot of space. There were three adults and one toddler. We were originally going to have more people on the trip than that, but by the time that our numbers finally settled out, all of the one bedrooms had been booked up, so we just stuck with the two bedroom. Fantastic. Once again, Animal Kingdom. I love Animal Kingdom Lodge. Love the theming, love the animals, love the savanna, love the programming. Amazing. Location,
yeah,
stinks. It is in the far reaches of the property. It takes a minimum of 20 minutes to get anywhere on property. The frequency of the buses is not any more frequent despite the long jaunts across property to get to the parks. So you end up spending a lot of time on transportation. However, Kidani is a resort that was built for people who are driving in mind. So there is parking right under your unit, elevators up to all the floors. So there are pluses, minuses. There's a fantastic pool. There's a kids water play area. I believe it was the first DVC resort that was built with a full water play area for kids.
And it's got those awesome bathrooms, too.
Oh, yeah.
The
bathrooms are fantastic. The rooms are beautiful. They're on the dark side. I mean, even in the middle of the day with the curtains fully mm-hmm. open.
Yep.
Because the rooms are very deep. The rooms can be very dark. And plus, the resort itself is designed to be a little bit on the dark side to kind of have that that African savanna lodge feel to it. Beautiful resort, but be prepared to take time getting anywhere.
Yeah,
and be prepared for long walks to the buses and to the lobby, possibly.
We stayed there. I mean, the only time we've been noticeably far was when we had that 3-bedroom, and it was a quarter of a mile, according to my Fitbit. It was just ridiculous. But
far.
I love that resort. I mean, honestly, you know, it's not the Grand Floridian, which I love, but I really can't stay in a 2-bedroom at the Grand Floridian. With my points, I can stay at, you know, Kidani or Jumbo House in a 2-bedroom.
It's
beautiful.
It is. It's a perfect resort if you want to go to Disney and enjoy the resort.
Yes.
And then have a car to, you know, spend, if you do a 7-day vacation, maybe we do 3 days in the park. And then the rest of the time at the resort or doing other activities.
Well, and I don't ever really, because we almost always drive down there, so I don't ever notice that transportation's an issue. The only place I would take a car is to Magic Kingdom. The rest of them, I would just drive my car, and it's like 15 minutes to get to Epcot or to Hollywood Studios or whatever. So I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah, I don't think I would stay there without a car. It's just too far out for me.
I've done it. It doesn't bother me. I kind of don't have the same issues with the buses there that Sharpie does. Because when we've stayed, like when we stayed in Jumbo in like a standard room or something, I didn't think it was that bad. I honestly didn't think it. I bet if you measured the distance, it's not any farther from the Magic Kingdom than Pop is.
That's probably true.
Mm-hmm.
It's just where it's located. And it is really close to, like, you know, 192. I mean, you know, you could really, it's, you know, what, a mile and a half. So it's, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I mean, I don't know. I think it's just kind of, you know, the location makes it seem more remote, but it's really not.
And what I was going to say is, if you do have a car, it is very convenient to dash off property quickly.
Yes.
To run to Target or grocery store, whatever. So, I mean, if you have a car, it really is an ideal, unlike Saratoga Springs and Old Key West, that are kind of very central inside the property. Whoa. And it takes forever to get to a true grocery store from there.
Right. Well, and the problem with that area too is that you're right next to, you know, downtown Disney, and so that's
a
mess.
Nightmare right now.
Constantly, because we stayed there, you know, a while back, just recently, and you know, getting off property was kind of a pain.
Yeah, it's a bit of a challenge. So, I mean, there are a lot of, there's a lot of stuff right outside the downtown Disney area that's just off property. But like you said, the traffic is very, very difficult.
It's a nightmare.
Well, there's even the Gooding Shopping Center right there at Crossroads.
Yeah,
that's so expensive.
It's expensive, and it's so hard to get in and out of there.
And that grocery store is frankly awful.
I know.
That grocery store is ridiculously priced.
I know.
It is.
Yeah, it is, and it's not clean. You know, I'm a
30-40% higher on everything.
Yep. Yeah, it needs a good cleaning.
Well, they've been in business forever. That's where we used to do a lot of our shopping when we lived at Vista Way.
Really? It was the only place around then.
We didn't have anywhere else to go.
No.
Well,
they didn't have a Target and a Walmart probably in that area then, did they?
No. Nothing in that area.
No.
Yeah. Now there's everything.
If you were lucky, you could go to a Kroger.
Mm-hmm.
Or what's the one you always...
Albertsons.
Albertsons. But Albertsons was a premium store too.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Gooding's, I mean, I haven't been in that Gooding's in a while, but it was carpeted. It was like the only grocery store that I've been into that was...
grocery store. Who does that? It's carpet in a bathroom.
But you know what? Everything is very dingy in there, Steve. Like, it really needs a good
cleaning. Redone.
Yeah, it's very dated.
That's not good.
Very
dated. Yes.
But, you know, people are nice. They have really nice staff in there, but, you know, I avoid it if I can. I pretty much avoid that whole side, except for the Ale House.
I used to like Jungle Gyms. Is Jungle Gyms still there?
What is Jungle Gyms?
They used to have awesome burger menu.
It was at Gooding. It was in the Gooding Shopping Center. It was on the far left. Far left.
It's not
end.
There. You know what they have there now? They have a Flippers. They have a tomato and cheese soup place, which I really want to go to. Yeah, I know, right?
Well, it was like
this place, they had the best burger. They had a peanut butter bacon burger.
It's like it was like Rainforest Cafe before Rainforest Cafe was invented.
It's not there, I don't think.
And they had
that's a shame.
Pizzeria Uno.
Yeah, they had a ton of burgers and they had a crazy drink menu, and they had really good desserts. And it was a cast member kind of hangout, but yeah, it went away a while ago.
Now they have that Buffalo. That's where all the cast members go to.
Oh, Buffalo. I like that place. Buffalo Wild Wings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that place.
All right. Well, I think that kind of wraps up our review of the resorts. I'm going to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast. If you like our shows, you can download them in one of two places, mousechat.net and also at iTunes. If you have comments or questions for us, please send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. Thanks so much for listening, and please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.